to incentivise farmers. I don't know much about the policy in Ireland about that, but I do know what's been happening in Scotland is the movements we are trying to make in the government to actually support farmers to decarbonise, but also recognising that farmers and agriculture in general could be the key to reducing quite a lot of our emissions so that they can meet our targets. So we need to make it, we're looking at putting in place support payments that recognise what they're doing to improve biodiversity, which recognise what they're doing to maybe reduce their own carbon emissions, but also there is the potential for quite a lot of farmers to perhaps be producing their own energy and actually using it within their own farms. I spoke today about hydrogen. It's a nascent technology, but it's developing very, very fast. We could have a situation where we could have small electrolyzers on farms, and that could be used to, they could adapt their vehicles. So there's lots of things out there. They are the key. You need to make sure that as you go forward, that you don't displace your farming community, that you actually bring them with you, and they actually sort of like start offering you the solution to how to decarbonize, because they know the land the best.
And do you believe that the products of that could be shared between Scotland and Ireland?
I think so, but I also have to caveat that, because obviously Ireland is very much dairy and beef, as I've heard today, and Scotland has a completely different farming mix. We have dairy, but mostly in the south of Scotland. We have, you know, beef industry, but maybe not to the extent that Ireland does, that we have a lot more crops, for example. So there's not one solution that's going to fit every single country, but there are lots of solutions in there that might be adaptable. And I would actually think that a really great idea would be for like more sort of like agricultural ministers have got that touch, speaking to one another about the various ideas that they've got and how they've actually landed with the farming community. We very much want to, you know, early on in anything that we do, is actually speak to the agricultural community about what they can actually do with us, rather than imposing things from on high.
And given now that we're in Donegal and you're a minister in Scotland, what can we do to increase investment from Scotland and vice versa, and like increase connectivity?
Increasing connectivity actually could be the key between the two nations. I mean, I mentioned again, I'll go back to hydrogen. If Ireland's producing hydrogen, Scotland could actually be the landing place for that to go to Europe. You know, so I think we have to be looking about working together more cooperatively. And then certainly our universities working very closely together as well is going to be very key as well. So it's not just, you know, ministers that have got like energy in their portfolio or environment. We also be looking across portfolio, and those educational links between the two countries could be really, really important as well. It's all about knowledge sharing, and it's all about recognising that we're not in competition, but actually partners, and more of that is the key to us both reaching our climate change targets and our ambitions, but also our economies growing.